into your very being, let it take possession of your desires and your whole way of life. Blessed God, we thank you for this new day and week. We pray that we will always trust you for the wisdom we need to make correct moral decisions in our lives, as well as those that affect the lives of those we serve. We pray that we may live your word with those with whom we work. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keaveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 12th day, Thursday, January 28th, 2010. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Kinder in the chair.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent to correct the Senate journal for Monday, January 25th, 2010, page 164, line 19, to reflect the introduction and first reading of Senate Bill 816 and Bill 817.
You've heard the motion requesting unanimous consent. Does any senator object? Hearing none, it is so ordered. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. It needs no explanation.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 867, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to the Vehicle Safety Inspection Program.
Senator from Boone.
President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
Thank you. None which require an explanation.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 868, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to conservation easements.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 869, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to county purchases.
Senator from 24th.
I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Here we go.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 870, introduced by Senator Bray, an act relating to gift certificates.
Mr. President, this bill would enable Missourians to use gift certificates at any point. They wouldn't expire and would get in line with what other states are doing in being able to use gift certificates at our leisure. Thank you.
Senator from the 5th.
Mr. President.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 871, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to the Missouri Film Commission.
Senator.
President, as you know, St. Louis had the honor of hosting the Up in the Air film, and as a result, we were able to triple the amount of money that the Film Commission gave to them as a tax credit from $4.5 million to $12 million. As a result, we have three areas in the state, Kansas City, St. Louis, and Branson, for sure, that work across rivers. And these revenues and these production companies use the other side of many of our borders to create these films. This bill will allow us to work with the film commissions in other states, the eight states that surround Missouri, to take our film commission tax credit dollars and leverage them together to attract larger projects to the state of Missouri, thus enhancing our revenue for us and the other states. Thank you.
Senator. Senator from the from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 874, introduced by Senator Pierce, an act relating to sewer districts.
Senator.
Necessary. Thank you.
Senator from 23rd. Senator Bill, forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 875, introduced by Senator Dempsey, an act relating to minimum wage law.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a small change to the minimum wage law to assist in small business hiring. Thank you.
Senator from Saline.
Bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 876, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the Missouri Military Family Relief Fund.
Senator.
Motion necessary.
Senator from the 4th. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 877. Introduced by Senator Keveney, an act relating to child support.
Senator. Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 878, introduced by Senator Lemke, an act relating to a debt set-off for unpaid health care expenses.
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
What?
Senate Joint Resolution 42, an act introduced by Senator Lemke, an act submitting to the qualified voters of Missouri an amendment repealing and relating to the protection of economic freedom.
Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, do we have messages from the governor?
We do.
I would ask that the reading be waived and they be printed
in the journal.
Okay, at this time, Mr. President, could you take us to reports of standing committees?
Reports of standing committees.
We're on the order of business of report to standing committees. Senator from Franklin, do you have a report?
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee on jobs, economic development, and local government has a report.
Send your report forward.
It's a big one.
Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 580, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Griesheimer, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th. Sergeant at Arms will find the Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th, do you have a report?
I didn't know I did, but I do. And there it is.
Send it forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bills 586 and 617, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Bartle, Chairman.
Senator from Webster, do you have a report?
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has an ill report, but it's not ill to the Senator from Stoddard.
Send that report forward. Read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which is referred Senate Bill 604, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Dan Clemens, Chairman.
Okay. Chair would like to refer House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 73 and 17 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. And then, Madam Secretary, you have Escort Committee for the State of Judiciary. Would you read it in?
Committee appointments pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 2, Senators Bartle, Schmidt, Goodman, Griesheimer, Pierce, Justice, Days, Keaveney, Bray, and Schumacher.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements.
Mr. President, I have an announcement.
State your announcement.
Thank you. Just to let the body know where we're kind of at, tomorrow we will start on the only bill that's on the calendar, the insurance bill that we have on mandated coverage. And then the three that were just turned in, we have the local government bill dealing with pornography, and bill dealing with irrigation in southeast Missouri. We'll be taking those up this week if you want to familiarize yourself with those. That's where it will be.
We're on the order of business announcements. Senator from Franklin.
If I could just make an announcement on that local government bill that
proceed.
If everybody would look at that very closely, we will do a floor substitute, but we're trying to keep it clean. If somebody's got a problem, they've got a heartburn with a provision in, let us know. But it's a bill that basically everybody in this room, in this chamber, touches. So if they've got a problem, let us know. Otherwise, the amendments that are going to go on afterward, that we want them non-controversial, so it'll pass. So thank you, Mr. President.
So in the order of business announcements. Senator St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Heard the motion, Senator from St. Francis. All defending that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those the contrary say no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned.